Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Task Before Apps, or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or a special event, you followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. Each week, I share popular content from my blog, I read aloud a blog post, add a few extra things, and try my best to bring the content to life for you, all in audio format. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Before we dive into today's episode, a quick announcement. Later this month, I'm kicking off celebrations for the book birthday for 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into the Classroom with Adobe Spark, a book I wrote with Ben Forda, now published by the awesome folks at Elevate Books. More details on the book birthday celebration are coming soon, but head over to classtechtips.com/bookbirthday for a special free download and to be the first to know all about the celebration. It's just my website, classtechtips.com/bookbirthday. This week's podcast is titled, How to Add Captions to Student Videos. For those of you who follow along on Instagram and watch my daily stories or weekly videos, you know I've made a commitment to having captions for my videos. It's more than something nice to have, although I know sometimes it's convenient to read along instead of listening to a video if you're looking at your Instagram updates in a place where you don't want to be too noisy. But for some people, it can be the only way for them to access content. Members of my Easy EdTech Club know this too. All of my videos have captions. Well, this past summer, I had the opportunity to work with students who created videos on a variety of topics themselves, from tips for new Minecraft users to recommendations for favorite books. The focus of their creations varied greatly. This was part of a special summer programming where students had the chance to choose different topics they were interested and excited about, try to convince someone else that it was important too, and they did some wonderful, wonderful work. One conversation we had, regardless of the subject of their video, was how they could connect with their audience. Adding captions to their videos, choosing music to communicate the tone, or tailoring colors to connect to a theme or mood or tone they were trying to get across are all options for students when they create videos. And today you'll hear me share some examples alongside Spark Video, which is one of my go-to tools. Some of you know that I've worked with the folks at Adobe Spark for some time, have the book that I mentioned we're doing the book birthday celebration about. So you'll hear me use some examples for that as we go through together today. Now, there are a few ways to add captions to videos, no matter where you create them this school year. When I create video recordings to share on Facebook, for example, I know that there's the option to use their auto-generate feature to add captions to my video. This option lets me go in and edit the captions to make sure it captured my words correctly. I mentioned already that I often put captions on my Instagram stories or on my kind of updates that I'll do during the day. And that time I typically manually add captions. So first I replay the video recording before I post it. Then I type in the words that I said in the video and add them to the bottom of the screen so someone can read instead of listen. When I create videos for the Easy EdTech Club, I typically use the tool rev.com, R-E-V.com, to create an SRT file that I upload alongside my video. This way, someone can decide to turn captions off or turn them on. Many video hosting tools have an option to upload captions, and the kind of file they're looking for is typically an SRT file, just like you have an MP3 file for audio recording or MP4 file for video recording. It's the file type that's specific to captions. And when I create videos for Instagram TV or LinkedIn, I often use the tool quick.io. I'll spell that for you, and then I'll make sure to link to these in the show notes. It's quicc.io. That's the name of their website. Instead of .com, it's .io. And they let you create captions, and they actually burn them onto the video itself. I don't know if burn is the right term, but I always think of that kind of like burning CDs or something. They actually put it so it's physically on the file itself, so that when I replay the video, they've laid it on top of it. So there are a handful of tools for adding captions to videos. These are some that I use for the way I share information. So I like to kind of start off with that background of just some of the reasons I think it's important and why I've committed to it this year. But I also want to talk about some ways that you can make this happen specifically with student creators. And so there are a handful of tools for adding captions to videos. And some of the ways I mentioned already are free, but others come with a price tag. And as students create videos this year, they can add captions to their creations in just a few steps. And I'll take you through the way they can do this totally for free, both you as a teacher and your students as creators, using the Spark video tool. So I'm gonna talk about that today, even though there are some other options that I use and think are great too. We know, if you followed along for a while, that I use the phrase tasks before apps a lot. So it really comes down to the why do you want to do this, and then the how you're going to do this with a different digital tool. And there might be more than one way to do that, but I'm going to take you through today with that Spark example. So let's jump into adding captions to videos. In the following steps, you'll hear which features of Spark Video make it easy to add captions to your videos. I'll describe the screenshots that I took and put as a link into the show notes from a Chrome web browser for each step. But if you're working on the Spark Video iOS app, so for iPad or iPhone, the options will be the same, but the navigation might just be different as you try out the following tips. So as I go through and talk a little bit about these options today, I have screenshots that go along with this inside of a corresponding blog post, which I'll link to, and you can find that in the show notes of this episode. classtechtips.com/podcast is where you'll find that. But as you're listening in, I'll go through all the specifics with you so that you have a feel for what you can do if you want to add captions to a video. So when you open up Spark Video, the first slide of your project defaults to a full screen slide. This is just the layout that it defaults to. Using the layout button on the top right-hand corner of the screen, if you're in that Chrome browser, you can change the layout to title and text. This layout option gives you space to add a title to your slide as well as a caption below. So your students, if they're using this tool, might find it easier to type in what they want to say first, then they can press the record button as they are recording inside of Spark Video. This is a great way to get them to practice, have a plan, and make sure that what they're sharing is fluent and easy for someone to understand. And then that person will also have the text right there on the screen. On the right-hand side of the screen where the layout options are, you could also use the caption layout option. This is going to depend on your theme, where the caption might go on the top with a picture with some, you know, light highlighting behind it, or you could use the hand tool to move it around. This layout also gives students the option to add an icon to their screen. They can search through the Noun Projects library to choose the perfect icon for their video. So totally up to you. But the big idea here with adding captions to a video is when you're using Spark Video, students can type the text right onto their slide, then they can record their voice alongside it. So that way they have the caption already put on the screen. This can go along with their script or their planning, and then they can record their voice. Next up, we'll discuss some voice-to-text tools that might come in handy here as well. So if students are using a script alongside their recordings, or even if they're creating videos on the fly, they can use a voice-to-text tool to capture their narration. So instead of them manually typing in the captions like we spoke about earlier, this would take a voice-to-text tool. So as students record their voice in Spark Video, they can use a voice-to-text tool on the same device or even a separate device that's by their side. Then they can copy and paste the text into the caption of their Spark Video instead of manually typing it in before. Some computers have voice-to-text options built into their device. You might also explore a tool like Speech Notes. You can find that at speechnotes.co. You can pull up this free tool side by side with your Spark Video project. As you record your voice in Spark, Speech Notes will listen in and capture your voice and turn it into text. After you make any edits, because like some speech-to-text tools, it's not perfect, but pretty good, you can copy and paste the text into the caption of your Spark Video. Now, when students plan their Spark Video, they know they're gonna make a movie about something, you might use a planning page, like the ones I have for you to download for free. I'll put those 5 Spark Video planning pages at the show notes for this episode, along with the other resources I mentioned. Remember, you can grab those at classtechtips.com/podcast alongside this episode. Alternatively, if you don't want to use those planning pages, you might have students work in a space like a Google Doc where they can easily copy and paste their script into a caption. If students are working with this in mind, you can have students record their voice slide by slide and add their captions as they go. A best practice for Spark Video creation, whether you are adding captions or not, is to have the narration for each slide be about the length of one sentence. Using this suggestion as your students move through the video creation process can help also remind them to keep their story moving with visuals. So if they have a one sentence or then caption on each slide, it'll be a nice reminder for them to add in more visuals to just best, you know, practice for their creative flow. Finally, let's talk about captions without a script. So if you want to add captions to a video you've already created, you can download your Spark Video as an MP4 file. Then you can add captions using the free or paid tools like the ones I mentioned when we started off the podcast. Now, if your students are creating videos that are going to go up on a school website, or maybe they're tutorials, or they're a video that provide an intro to the school or an overview of a special practice that goes on in your school community, you might have a budget to do this. So that might be something that is you're mindful of. But just kind of keep that in mind that this would be a little bit different than having them just do it totally for free within the tool. So students would download the Spark Video that they have, or you if you're making a video to share with students or families or colleagues, as an MP4 file. Then you can add captions using some free or paid tools. So if you download your Spark Video creation as an MP4 file, you will have additional options for adding captions. So imagine you or your students are creating a video sharing information about an upcoming school event. After you or your students have completed the video, download the video to your device. It will save as an MP4 file, giving you a handful of options for sharing and adding captions. As a free option, you can upload the video to a school Facebook page to share with families. When you go to post the video, you will see an option for captions. This feature will auto-generate captions that you and students can edit before posting it to a school Facebook page. As a paid option, you can upload your video to a tool like Quick, and it will generate captions for your video. You and your students can edit the captions, change the color, the font, and the placement, and save your video with the captions burned right onto the screen. This tool might be worth the investment if you have created a handful of Spark videos with students in the past and want to add captions quickly, but it's definitely one to consider if you have a budget. Otherwise, using a free option or having students come into their Spark Video creation process with captions on the mind is definitely something to consider. So if you're ready to get started with this particular option and this workflow, head over to Spark for Education's landing page, which I'll make sure to link to as you're watching and as you're listening now. You might jot it down as spark.adobe.com/edu, but I'll make sure to put the link on our show notes page. It's a free tool for K-12, an excellent option as an open-ended creation tool, a total favorite, and you can find more classroom ideas about that too in Ben and my book, and I'll link to that in the show notes. But as I mentioned, there's other tools you can use no matter where you've created videos in the past. You might use something like Rev or Quick, and I'll make sure to have the notes for you there too. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, identify a video project where you can add captions. Think about using voice to text as an option for captioning. Then use a planning page to outline one sentence, caption per slide, and then add captions to your Spark video manually, or pull in one of those other tools if it's a video that's already created. I'll have all of these resources ready and waiting for you on the show notes page, including a totally free ebook you can download, the planning pages that I mentioned. All of it you can find at classtechtips.com/podcast. Later this month, I'm kicking off celebrations for the book birthday for 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into the Classroom with Adobe Spark, a book I wrote with Ben Forda, now published by the awesome folks by my friends at Elevate Books. More details are coming soon, but head over to classtechtips.com/bookbirthday for a special free download and to be the first to know. It's just my website, classtechtips.com/bookbirthday. See you next week with more easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.